All right. You can just breathe normally now as you continue to relax and allow yourself to just wind down and appreciate the simple pleasure of being calm and relaxed. And just allowing yourself this luxury, this moment of just being calm, peaceful, as you focus all of your attention on the sound of my voice, the words that I'm using, the meaning behind the words, and the intent behind the words as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper, relaxed. And isn't it interesting how the more you try to focus on understanding something, the more you realize that understanding itself is a kind of forgetting. Because to truly understand, you must let go of what you already know. And yet, knowing that you already understand that understanding is letting go, which means you must now decide whether you are letting go or holding on. And it's strange, isn't it? The more you try to decide, the more you realize that decisions are illusions, because before you make a choice, it has already been made. And now, as you wonder whether you're choosing to listen or listening to choose, you might also begin to wonder, did you already enter trance before realizing you had a choice? Or did your unconscious mind already choose before you consciously noticed? And as your mind circles around these thoughts, you can simply let them go, letting your thoughts blur and soften like distant echoes. Because the moment you stop needing to understand, you understand exactly what you need to in a deep and comfortable way now. As you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper relaxed. That's right. And of course, being deep into trance, one has access to a lot of information that's not available to the conscious mind. A lot of information going back to from the day you were born up until now. A lot of information that you have access to. Information having to do with emotions, your feelings. Information having to do with your thoughts, your chronic thoughts, the thoughts you keep thinking over and over again. Some of these thoughts are resourceful, positive, uplifting, enlightening. Some of these thoughts are unresourceful, damaging, preventing, you from living your life to the fullest. Your unconscious awareness is aware of all the thoughts you've had your entire life. Your unconscious awareness is aware of all the thought patterns that have served you well throughout your life. Your unconscious awareness is aware of all the thought patterns that have not served you well throughout your life. Your unconscious awareness knows you intimately, more than your conscious awareness could ever hope to know. It knows what's lurking beneath the conscious mind. It knows your current mindset. It knows in great detail, right down to the cellular level, right down to the granular level of each thought. Your unconscious awareness knows where it needs to go to clean up the consciousness. Your unconscious awareness knows what chronic thoughts, attitudes, feelings, beliefs that no longer serve you. It knows where they all are. It knows intimately, right down to the minutiae, it knows where they all are. And your unconscious awareness has enormous powers that it taps into the unconscious awareness of the universal mind. It knows how to take all of these unresourceful thoughts, feelings, attitudes, beliefs, patterns. It knows how to dissipate them, to let them go, to transmute them into better feeling thoughts, into better resourceful thoughts, transitioning them into all of what your true potential truly is. You were born into this world with enormous potential for personal good, enormous potential for the good that you can provide into this world, into this three-dimensional world. At the very core, you are whole and complete. Yet, your unconscious awareness knows from the day you were born up until now, you've acquired thoughts, feelings, attitudes, beliefs, chronic thoughts that just do not serve you. And they are not in sync with who you truly are at your very core. A loving, caring human being who wants nothing but the best that this world has to offer. Not only for yourself, but for the world at large. Your unconscious awareness knows how to clean up your consciousness so that you can move forward with your life, get unstuck so you can move forward with confidence, with determination, with optimism, with faith, with belief, with passion, moving forward. Living your life to the fullest. So now, I'm instructing your unconscious awareness to take all of these clusters of thoughts and feelings and attitudes and beliefs that no longer serve you, that are preventing you from moving forward with your life. And I'm instructing your unconscious awareness to take all of those things and put it into a box. an energy box. And I'm instructing your unconscious awareness to fill up this box with all of your unresourceful, chronic thoughts and feelings and attitudes and beliefs that no longer serve you, that prevent you from living your life to the fullest. Fill up that box. Fill it up completely. That's right. Keep filling the box with all of the unresourceful thoughts, feelings, attitudes, beliefs that have prevented you from living your life to the fullest. Put it all into this energy box. That's right. And your unconscious awareness knows what it needs to do with this energy box. Your unconscious awareness is having you imagine right now you're in nature. You've got a shovel, a spade, and you are shoveling the ground, creating a hole in the ground. It's soft ground, fertile ground. And you dig a nice big hole for this box of unresourceful thoughts, feelings, attitudes, beliefs that no longer serve you, that keep you stuck. And your unconscious awareness is digging and digging and digging, so that the hole matches the size of the box. Your unconscious awareness knows how big the hole needs to be to put this energy box in the hole. Allow your unconscious awareness to dig that hole. Make it perfect size for the box. Box of unresourceful thoughts, feelings, attitudes, beliefs that have prevented you from living your life to the fullest. All right. I'm now instructing your unconscious awareness to take this box and put it in the hole, deep into the hole. And as the unconscious awareness is doing that, the unconscious awareness is feeling celebratory. It feels great. It feels wonderful knowing that it's doing the right thing. And now the unconscious awareness is grabbing that shovel and it's filling the hole, filling with soil, covering that energy box of unresourceful thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs that have prevented you from living your life to the fullest. Whatever those thoughts and feelings might be, whatever those beliefs are. And now you are filling the hole, filling the soil above the box, and now you're with the shovel and you're patting it down. Make sure it's nice and patted down. Your unconscious awareness sees this, feels it, knows this to be true. Your unconscious awareness is incredibly powerful. And this is happening in the most powerful way. Every cell in your body is vibrating this reality right now, that you have buried all of these unresourceful thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs that have prevented you from moving forward, preventing you from living your life to the fullest. And now I'm instructing your unconscious awareness to water the soil. I'm instructing the unconscious awareness to bring in some sunshine. I'm instructing your unconscious awareness to allow the soil to be enriched which is already enriched. The soil is very fertile. And allow the fertility of the soil, the nutrients that are going into this energy box, the sun, the water, the fertile soil. Something is happening to that energy box. Your unconscious awareness is transmuting all of these unresourceful thoughts, feelings, attitudes, beliefs that held you back from living your life to the fullest. And it is transmuting, it is changing the energy box, is transmuting from the energy of unresourcefulness to the energy of resourcefulness, from the energy of being stuck to the energy of moving forward with your life to the fullest. And as this energy is shifting and changing into a more positive, more vibrant, more alive, more in tune with the universal mind, which is all about personal joy, personal growth, and expansion, you notice the unconscious awareness notices that there's a plant coming out of the ground. There's a shoot, a green shoot coming out as evidence of the transmutation of changing from unresourceful thoughts to resourceful ones. And we're seeing the evidence of it with this green shoot. And oh, here comes another green shoot, and another one, and another one. The next thing you know, your unconscious awareness is observing a whole bed of green shoots of plants coming out of the ground, exuding personal growth, exuding resourceful, positive thoughts and feelings and beliefs that allow you to live your life to the fullest. And as you look at this bed of all of these wonderful plants, different size plants, different colored plants, different flowers, an infinite variety of flowers, all around, all as evidence that you are now in a state of personal growth, in a state of enjoying life to the fullest, having chronic, positive, resourceful thoughts about yourself and about the world. Being in tune with the wellness of the universal mind. And as you observe this beautiful garden of flowers, as they continue to grow, they multiply. The next thing you know, you see fields of it, just fields of flowers, never ending, as the sun is shining on them. You know that your potential for personal growth is unlimited because you believe in yourself. You know that at the very core of your being, that you are okay. You are enough. You are exactly where you need to be in your life to move forward now. Your unconscious awareness has done what it needs to do in your unconscious mind. And with every minute of every hour of every day that follows, your unconscious awareness, as it taps into the universal mind, will start feeding your conscious mind with the right thoughts, the right feelings, the right attitudes, the right way forward. And you will naturally, easily, effortlessly move forward what these inspirational thoughts, attitudes, feelings. And you will notice that every step you make gets easier and easier as you move forward with your life, with confidence, with optimism, with joy, with a sense of passion, rediscovering the essence of who you really are, a deeply spiritual human being, having a physical experience that is now coming to fruition, connecting fully and completely on the spiritual realm. That's right. And in the minutes, hours, and days, and weeks and months ahead, your unconscious awareness will continue to feed you whatever you need at any given point in time to help you move forward. Move forward with your life with optimism, confidence, passion, drive, fully connected, fully immersed in your own well-being. That's right. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you'll emerge from hypnosis knowing the truth that everything's okay. You're on a good path. Your unconscious awareness is looking after you. It is supporting you, giving you all of what you need to move forward with your life. That's right. 1, recognizing powerful, positive changes have taken place here today. Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, on all levels, in all ways. Helping you move forward. Full of life, full of vigor, full of optimism, full of passion for living. 2, recognizing powerful, positive changes have taken place here today. Changes that will continue to unfold as you move forward with clarity, with focus, and yet also a little bit of self-discipline, which is really good for you. And your unconscious awareness knows that too. 3, recognizing powerful, positive changes have taken place here. And you are so anchored into this truth that you are a deeply spiritual being on a path, a physical human path of discovery, of expansion, of growing, of living your life to the fullest. And 4, recognizing the hypnosis is now slowly coming to an end. 5, eyes open, feeling better than before, feeling grateful for the experience. That's right.